This proves you are awakened to your unlimited human potential.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted, thrilled, excited, motivated, here with you today to help empower your life every day on iTunes, on Stitcher, and of course on YouTube. We are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams. And it's clear up here. We've gone through the clouds. We've gone through the smog. We've gone through the fog. And now we're going to bring some clarity. And one of the things we're going to bring clarity to is your unlimited human potential. I'm going to share some traits that you may or may not have. But if you have some of these traits, then you're just vibrating at a whole different level than everybody else. And you know it. And don't be afraid of it. Don't fight it. It's who you are. And you're beautiful. You're absolutely gorgeous. And those of you who are still rolling around down in the mud, get out of the mud. Come on up. Wash off. Get those wings ready to come up and soar with us. The weather is absolutely wonderful up here. Well, if you are one of those people who need more alone time, in other words, you go to work, you get up, I mean, you just crave that time when you are alone. There's always somebody around you. There's family. There's friends. You ought to be in my bed at night. Yeah, I mean, it's like a zoo. Okay, here's what we got going on in the bed. We've got Julian. He's got a special little kind of a sleeper thing, so I don't roll over on him, but he sleeps in between Rachel and I. And then we've got Max. We call him Rat Dog because he's small. He looks like a rat. Anyway, he's in the bed, in the covers somewhere. So, I mean, there's not even any alone time when you're sleeping sometimes. And then you get up and you're immediately at it. You're back into the groove. You're fired up. And you don't have any alone time and you crave it. You need this alone time because this is when your creative mind works best. This is when your creative mind says, yeah, baby, yeah, I can do this. I can create this. I can make this happen. This is mine. You need that creative alone time. Guard it. Don't let anybody take it away from you. Even if it's 5 minutes every morning, you know, when you're doing your gratitude work, or 5 minutes in the evening. Perhaps, you know what it is for me? I like to just get out of the office after a mentoring call, and I walk out, and I just stand in that beautiful Arizona sun, and I feel it coming down on my body. It feels so good. And I walk out to the mailbox. And I'll sit outside for a few moments. I'll just look around. We have hummingbirds all over the place here. It's craziness. This is like hummingbird capital of the world. And I'll look at the hummingbirds. And I just absorb that. But during that alone time, guess what? That's when I'm creating. That's when I'm at my best. And if you are one of those people who need your alone time, demand it, because that helps you, that alone time helps you unlock your unlimited human potential. It's unbelievable. You're one of those people that you don't like to talk about chit-chat. You know what I mean about chit-chat, gossip, and all of that kind of stuff. You don't like talking about just light topics. So you are constantly shifting the conversation to something with more weight, with more reality, with more meaning. And you're not one of those people that just want to philosophize about stuff that you have no control over. You want to talk about things that you can affect in your life, things that together we can affect in our world. It's a wonderful thing. But look, what's really wonderful about it is not everybody likes the fact that you like heavier topics. They want to talk about chit-chat. They want bar talk. They want potato chip talk. And that's not you. Next, you completely trust the universe. You are the ultimate manifester because you understand that the universe and you have a wonderful cohesion, a beautiful partnership of love, truth, and knowledge flowing through you. And your life is constantly manifesting, constantly evolving, constantly growing. You trust the universe. The universe is your partner.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
You trust your intuition. And this is the thing I talk about. I don't mean to piss people off. I honestly don't. But you trust your own intuition over that of the salesman. You trust your own intuition over that of the psychic. You trust your own intuition over that of the tarot card reader. You're one of those people that would never waste your time calling a 1-800 psychic line. Why? Because you trust your own self. You have that sense of destiny, that sense of purpose. You have goals and dreams, and you don't need somebody sitting on a phone a couple thousand miles away eating a pastrami sandwich telling you what your life is about. You know. You believe. You trust in your own psychic powers. I've never denied it. Psychic powers. Some people say, Robert, you deny psychic. No, I don't deny psychic powers. I don't deny intuition. And I don't deny that at times it might be helpful to have a friend or a mentor or somebody that you work with that is intuitive. But I don't teach my people to become dependent on my intuition. I want them to develop their own intuition, their own personal sense of connection with source energy. You're a very sensitive person. You love looking at art. You look at a piece of art and your mind goes into the artist. What was he feeling? What was she thinking? What was this time period like? You look at an old movie and you can feel not just the dialogue of the movie, you feel the energy of the creators of that time period. You have deep feelings. They go deep. When people talk to you, you feel them. I don't want to use the word that you're an empath, okay? But you have deep, deep, deep feelings. Okay, that's who you are. Don't deny that. That's good. You see signs everywhere. You see wonderful signs. Signs that are communication from the universe, that things are going in the right direction. You see numbers and sequences. You find white feathers. You find coins with special dates. You see license plate numbers. One of the signs that I love the most, when I see this sign, I just know that what I'm doing, helping others, is the right thing to do. When I see an eagle, and that's why I'm so passionate about eagles, if you come over to my house, I will show you pictures of some of the most beautiful eagles in the world. There were pictures that Rachel took when we were sitting on a little boat in Mount Hood up in the mountains. And these beautiful eagles soaring. They just see everything. You're like a big, beautiful eagle. You see everything. You feel everything. You're connected to the air. You're connected to the water. You're connected to the trees. You're connected to the sun. Oh, you're soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and goals. You question everything. You're one of those people that you don't live in the world of doubt. Don't get me wrong. You do not live in the world of doubt. But you do question everything first. And then once you have made up a decision, once you have decided to believe something, you throw yourself into it completely. Completely. You're the first one that wants to go firewalking. You're the first one that wants to climb the mountain. Because you questioned it. You got the answers you needed. You got the inspiration you needed. You got the intuition you needed. And then you went on with it. Oh, you're special. I mean that. Listen, brothers, sisters, can I call you brothers and sisters? Are we friends? Are you my brother or my sister from a different mother? I believe you are. Listen to me. Do not deny your uniqueness. You're different. You have gifts. You have powers. But you've kept them under wraps. Let them fly. Let them soar. Unlock your unlimited human potential, whether it be in your business or your career or your art or your writing. Just, I can't explain it. Come on, you can do this. We're here for you. We're here for you. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Send us a letter. We love hearing from you. And hey, listen, come join us over at Facebook at Law of Attraction Solutions. Okay? We try to put up positive, uplifting information there every single day. Law of Attraction Solutions on Facebook. We'd love to have you come visit us. And by the way, every full moon, we do free clearing and healing. There's no charge, absolutely none. And we do it, it's about an hour. We provide different time zones. So we have a big full moon coming up. Go to www.clearingandhealing.com. That's clearingandhealing.com and register. It's free, no obligation. We just want to have the opportunity to send you some wonderful, loving, clearing energies. You are special. You are beautiful. You are love. Thank you so much for listening and for soaring with me today. Like beautiful eagles, we're just soaring. We're just enjoying the sun and the sky. It's beautiful. You have a great day now because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.